Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with comedian Kyle Mooney. He's a standout among the current Saturday Night Live cast and co-wrote and stars in a movie that was a favorite at this year's Sundance Film Festival, Brigsby Bear. But today, we're here to talk about some of the songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Kyle, thanks so much for coming down and joining us.
Eric, I'm very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, so what's the first song you got for us?
We got Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. I feel like this song was one of the first songs I remember listening to as a child where it felt like kind of my own. I really fell in love with it.
You are the sunshine of my life.
I don't know. I also love that it was always made me so curious how the song intros with a female and male vocalist, neither of which is Stevie Wonder.
Right.
And I always wondered who that dude was because, like, then Stevie just comes in and sings the rest of the song, but we never hear about this, like, weird guy who's just there at the beginning.
It's a mystery.
Well, today we got to solve it.
Okay. In the meantime, let's check it out. It's Stevie Wonder with You Are the Sunshine of My Life. That was Stevie Wonder with You Are the Sunshine of My Life, a number one single from back in 1973 in his album Talking Book. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
This is Slum Village, and the name of the song is Untitled / Fantastic. It's technically, I guess, two songs meshed together. I chose this song because, I guess similar to the Stevie Wonder song, this was something that truly felt like my own. Like, I got into underground hip-hop, and I would get so excited every time a new JD track would come out. And sometimes it'd be a while, but it was exciting. And it kind of like, when I made a career kind of out of making a lot of internet videos, and then I gradually got on SNL. I remember like kids reaching out like, where's the video? Where's the next video? Because sometimes we would take such a long time. And I remember just thinking, you know what? I never gave JD a hard time. No, I'm not trying to compare myself to Dilla by any means, but like, it's okay that an artist takes their time. And it's okay for them to change it up. He was somebody who changed it up quite a bit.
Here's Slum Village with Untitled Fantastic.
JD, the original drunk master, you will never forget the best. Fast or slow, though, it doesn't matter though. T3 times the MC, call him the black. I'm the one who's in the tree of life.
That was Slum Village with Untitled Fantastic, produced by J Dilla. What's the next song you have for us?
We got Billy Joel, Tell Her About It. Billy Joel, people have different opinions. I am of the mind state that he's one of the greatest living songwriters. I don't tend to listen to a ton of lyrics. I tend to just listen to the music mostly. This is one, though, that like I've always really tuned in to the lyrics because it's a very romantic and delightful sentiment. He's basically saying, if you like this girl, tell her about it. Don't try to be cool. She wants that, and there's no reason to just be a bad guy. That's my dumb summary, but I remember like listening to it, and I can clearly remember listening to it in college, and there was this girl I liked, and I kind of felt like I wasn't giving her the respect she deserved, and then Billy Joel started talking to me, and I was like, I gotta tell her I like her. I gotta tell her about it.
Did Billy's advice work?
Yes, it did, and then it didn't.
Crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
At what point did comedy start kind of entering into your mindset as a potential direction to work with your career? And did that influence your ideas in terms of music and sort of comedic effects in song lyrics?
You know, I mean, like, one thing that is so exciting for me to be here and to be talking about songs that are meaningful to me is because I thought for a long time I was going to be a musician. At first, like, I played guitar, and then eventually, like, I started a hip-hop group with my friend Dave McCary, who directed this film, Briggs & Bear. And I truly thought that was going to be my route. And then when my freshman year of college, my dad's house burned down. And with it, all of my records, all of my production equipment. But that same week, this is so corny, I'm sorry. I was accepted onto the school's improv comedy troupe. So I kind of like just took it as sort of a signal that like maybe just do this. But yeah, I've never really gotten deep into like I guess comedy within songs because I just can appreciate the sincerity, you know.
That was Billy Joel with Tell Her About It, another number one hit single, as selected by our guest, Kyle Mooney. What's the next track you got for us?
This is Bobby Caldwell's I Don't Want to Lose Your Love. And this is a song I don't think a lot of people know, I would imagine. Bobby had a couple big hits, namely What You Won't Do for Love. And he also had another song called Open Your Eyes that Common sampled for the song The Light. Darling, open your eyes. There you go. that song, Open Your Eyes, is on this album called The Cat, and I came across the tape cassette, and kind of in my my struggling days before I had a real career and was just making internet videos with my friends and trying to scrape by, I used to drive in my 01 Corolla that only had a tape player, and this was a song that stood out. I think it's really pretty, and it just kind of takes me back to the hustle and grind of going to commercial auditions and trying to survive.
That was Bobby Caldwell with I Don't Want to Lose Your Love. Kyle, what's the last track you have for us?
Miami Sound Machine, baby. Bad Boy. Do you have something to say about it?
I was just going to say, if you had a personal attachment to that.
Well, this song is maybe my favorite song, I've decided. It's incredibly danceable. That's something, if ever I'm put in charge of getting a party started, I always like to work Bad Boy into the mix. I guess it's meaningful in different ways, but every year I feel like I kind of discover or rediscover a song, and then I just kind of, and there's that happened, there may be like there's six songs that I listen to per year just kind of ad nauseum, but this was one, and it was 2013, and it was the year I got on Saturday Night Live, and I don't know, it just, you know, like I moved from LA to New York, and it's just scary process, and you know, it's just like you're either in 30 Rock or you're in your like tiny apartment, and the little free time I had in my apartment was like just basically hanging on my bed and hanging on my laptop and playing music, and this was one of the songs that just always got me going, and I feel like I rediscovered it that year, and since it just always makes you smile.
That was Miami Sound Machine featuring Gloria Estefan with Bad Boy. Well, Kyle, I want to thank you so much for coming and joining us here at KCRW.com.
Thank you for having me.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.